Tuesday, from Sabbath to Sunday. Often we hear from our fellow Christian brothers, the law has been done away. You can't get salvation through works. It's true. You cannot be saved by the law through works. Impossible. But we know in prophecy that the devil tried to change God's law. And that happened in reality, in history. 321, the Emperor Constantine, he made the Sunday law. And since then, since 1,700 years, there is Sunday, isn't it? And because people do not go back far enough in time, they think, this is what it has always been. It has always been so. No, we go to the origin, and there we find it's not like this. We want to see the truth. Now, there are some texts which are usually used to show, look, even in the early church, they assembled on Sunday, and therefore, with Jesus' death and his resurrection day, from that day onwards, they met on Sabbath day. On Sunday instead of Sabbath day. It's interesting to see, in the epistles of Paul, there are themes of discussion. For example, circumcision. Should male persons be circumcised? Yes or not? Jews said if they are not, they cannot be saved. And then it was a council of the apostles, and then it was made clear. You can be saved without being circumcised. So this was a theme of discussion. There was even a council of the apostles. Do we find a single text about a discussion, Sabbath or Sunday? Why not? Because it is something, Sunday, which came 300 years later on. So why should there be a discussion in the New Testament texts? Not a single verse you will find about this discussion. When the theme of circumcision was so important, yeah, imagine a change of the law of God. No word about it. Just as if nothing had happened. Impossible. Now, what are the texts? In John 20, we read, it was the day of the resurrection morning. And in the evening of that day, the apostles were gathered together, of course. They had heard rumors. It's the grave, it's empty. Some said, we've seen angels. Some said, we've seen Jesus. So they are, in confusion. And then Jesus appears when they were assembled. And therefore people say, see, they assembled on Sunday. They assembled every day. They were daily together. So that's no proof at all. Then another text which is used, we find this in Acts 20. Paul is on his third mission tour. And he goes back from Greece. This is this map here. He's in Corinth and goes back to Philippi. And then he tells what happened. It took 5 days to come here by ship from Philippi to Troas. And then he wanted to go on to Jerusalem. At the time of Passover, he was here and then he left. And then he stayed here for 7 days. And then there was a meeting where Paul talked till midnight because it took so long. Yeah, because we wanted to travel on the next day. And here, on his last day, it says, we were gathered together on the first day of the week. Because it was the last day of his journey when he wanted to continue. It's not something that proves that they always assembled on the first day because they had changed from Sabbath to Sunday. You will never find such a verse. He's on his tour. In this or that place, he was on that day. And in this and that place, he was on that day. So that's no proof at all. Or when he talks in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, that you should put the tithe, the money for the Lord, aside on the first day of the week, so on the first day of work, because the first day was the first day of work, not at the last day when nothing is left. Put it aside from the beginning. That's nothing that proves that they assembled on the first day of the week. At home, they should put their money for the Lord aside. But if you look through the glasses of Sunday, then everything looks like pink. Till tomorrow.